Here they come. The boys in the bright white. Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Donnie Dumphy lives a comfortable life in a remote corner of St. John's, Newfoundland. On Thursdays, he picks up his government check and invests in essentials for the weekend, pot and beer. For the rest of the week, he survives on breakfast cereal and free coffee creamers. He hangs out with his bud, Jimmers, Tom, Ron, and the rest of the gang, but his true loves are his longtime girlfriend, Brenda, and his midget dirt bike. Not necessarily in that order. But can Donnie win a dirt bike competition? Or will his arch rivals, Versace and the Dirty Daggers, beat him at his own game? And will we ever understand a word he says? Well, you can find out the answers tonight in the new movie called How to Be Deadly. It just won Best Feature Film at the Canadian Comedy Awards, and it's showing at Yonge Dundas Theatre in Toronto at 7 tonight. And I'm very pleased to have, via telephone, dangerous Donnie Dumphy himself to tell us how to be deadly, and filmmaker Nick Sexton to answer the age-old question, what did the parson say to the sexton? Hi, Donnie.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
So, Donnie, I understand you're a bit of a celebrity in St. John's, Newfoundland for your dirt bike exploits and your winning personality. Tell me about your rise to fame.
Well, I wouldn't really call it a rise to fame. Now it's more like a rise to the grocery store or something. I finally got a couple of nickels to rub together and stuff. But, it's been fun, the whole ride, especially doing everything with your best buddies. And who knew we could get this out of a couple of YouTube videos about 8 years ago.
Okay. And if you're speaking to people in Toronto now, how should someone in Toronto be deadly?
Well, being deadly is all about just not caring about not much, you know. Just take life as it is and roll with the punches. And I've been punched a lot, so I've been rolling a lot. But now it's finally starting to pay off, so it's looking good.
Okay. Nick, one of the obvious influences in your film seems to be Codco, whose surviving members all make cameo appearances in the film and are legendary for their sketch comedy from Newfoundland. Could you talk about the state of sketch comedy in Newfoundland and your influences?
Well, my Uncle Tommy Sexton was a member of Codco before he passed away in 93. And we really wanted to pay an homage to all the Codco members that were still around, and you know, we consider them all legends. And it was just an honor to have them in there. I mean, there's still a lot of sketch comedy coming out of Newfoundland. There's some really good acts that I've seen, but the Codco are definitely the legends, and we were just really happy that they wanted to be part of the film.
Okay, Donnie, I'm gonna throw you some words and go wild. I'll just give you a word and some certain items and tell me what you think about them.
Okay.
Wolves.
Oh, wolves are amazing. They're just like, I'm the lone wolf, right? Like, you know, there's always a wolf that separates from the pack when he doesn't get along with boys, and that's pretty much me. And then I managed to pick up a few wolfies along the way, and now I've got my own wolf pack.
And who's in your wolf pack?
Well, me and Ronnie Driscoll, Mike Oyle, and my band. I got a full five-piece band.
I understand you're a bit of a rapper as well.
Yeah, for sure. I got an album out already that we released about 5 or 6 years ago called I Love Doing Wheelies.
Wheelies?
And we have another one coming up now in about a month. We've done a pledge campaign, actually, and raised and pledged our way to a new album, and it's called Lord of the Buys. And this one's done in a real recording studio, not in a crawl space, and we have a real producer, not my buddy Eddie.
And I know I didn't warn you, but you ready to give a short rap for the listeners?
Yeah, for sure.
Do it.
Made my first $50 rolling smokes for mother. First thing I bought was a case of beer and a rubber. I was born in a cab and the boys were too, looking at each other. Sure, I'd eyes at you. There's nothing like sitting with a bottle of Screech, a purity cracker, and a bucket of salt beef. Then heads to Jimmers to get me script, and you know what that means. 1,200 rich. Woo!
Sounds good. Are you black?
No, not even close.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't sure about your fine way with the rapping. Tell me about dirt bikes.
Oh, dirt bikes, mini bikes, big bikes. bikes. I love them all. Anything on two wheels with an engine, I love it. I've been driving since I'm able to walk, I'd say. And I've always had a Honda 50, and I got a couple of crotch rockets and a pit bike. I'm full of bikes. I love it.
Creamers.
Oh, creamers. The only thing free in life is creamers, especially if you get them at the hospital and all the other places. You can get free creamers. But creamers are good. They're good for cereal. They're good for tea. They're good for coffee. Good for a drop of milk when you need a bit of nourishment. So it's all good. Love creamers.
Okay. Bingo.
Oh, bingo. I'm always playing bingo with Nan. Me and Nan are big bingo fans. And Newfoundlanders are known as big bingo lovers, too. So I'm always losing, but I'll keep trying to win.
Care Bears.
Oh, my God. Care Bears Countdown. Favorite cartoon ever. Got Wish Bear when I was two. Still got them. Dipped in gold. Love it.
Mainlanders.
Oh, Mainlanders are best kind. There, you know, a few things wrong with them, but that's all right. But no... No, we're all good, man. East Coasters are excellent people, and we got the PEI boys that are Islanders as well. So the Mainlanders, you know, some of our biggest fans are on the mainland and stuff, and a lot of them are Newfoundlanders that have moved on and tried to get work elsewhere. And like they say, there's a million Newfoundlanders that don't live in Newfoundland that are taking over the world.
So I'm wondering why you and your crew chose to stay in Newfoundland when everyone else seems to be in Fort McMurray or elsewhere.
Well, I mean, I got great ties home, and I got real estate and stuff, and so I mean, I got my feet planted pretty good home, and got a good home base.
Okay, so Donnie, maybe you're don't have much interest in politics, but if you saw a scale with a left and a right thing with two of the famous Newfoundland political comedians on CBC, which mm-hmm. side would you be closer to, Rick Mercer or Rex Murphy?
Ah, God, I love Rick Mercer. He's my man. But Rex Murphy gives it straight. He's awesome. He says what people want to say and stuff like that. But Rick Mercer is just a really fun guy, man. That makes being a Newfoundlander really proud.
Okay. Nick, can you tell me, where did you first encounter Donnie?
We had the bike, or he had the bike rather, and I had the camera, and we just decided to get together one day, one summer's day on Gower Street, and we just started filming. So it was very organic, as they say. So it was us, and we talked about the rap album was coming out and what the names of the songs on the rap album were, and it just all came together.
Okay, one thing I'm curious about in the movie, one of your friends wears a lock on his jeans. What's that all about? Why would you do that?
When we were growing up in high school, they used to have these jeans called "I Keep a Lockup." I remember everyone had them, and they were really popular. And people started losing keys, so we wanted to get a pair of "I Keep." We couldn't find a pair, so we just made these lockup jeans, and we got a deadbolt, and we were good.
And what's the role of junkyards in your life?
Oh, he's asking Nick?
Asking Nick? Sorry. No, I'm asking Donnie. Or Donnie or Nick. Either one of you can chime
yeah,
in.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. No, the junkyard's always been a good spot to hang out. Lots of junk, lots of refuse, lots of stuff to make money off, work out on. A good junkyard is hard to come by.
And how about a good waterbed?
Oh, yeah, waterbed. Yeah, waterbed. They can be used for many, many different things. You put many different kinds of liquids in there. We started a waterbed microbrewery, so look for that on your local infomercials and shopping networks. So.
Another thing I want to know, Nick, maybe you can explain. Watching this movie, I got the impression that Donnie thinks it's still the 1980s. Can you explain that?
Well, it still is 1980s, right? No, we wanted to like, you know, have a guy that was like, you know, kind of like really stuck in the 80s. Not stuck in the 80s, more like celebrated the 80s. He celebrates the 80s hard. It's awesome.
Immersed in the 80s, even.
Yeah,
one would say.
So, Donnie, how do you feel about John Bon Jovi?
One of my main inspirations. That and Jim and the Holograms and DMX.
Could you talk about a few more of your inspirations?
Gordon Lightfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd have to say Rick Mercer, and I'd have to say all the Codco crew, big time. They make this worthwhile. They laid the base for us, and now we're taking it to the top.
I don't speak your language exactly, but explain to me, there was a woman in the movie who said delicious. What does delicious mean in Newfoundland?
Delicious is the same as deadly. Deadly is amazing. Anything that's awesome, perfect, wicked, excellent. It's all deadly and delicious.
Even for old ladies?
Yes, they love it. They love it even more, man. You get crazier in your old age, and they're the ones that keep me going as well. I got some crazy nans.
Can you share a few more words that we should learn?
Well, in Newfoundland, we take a lot of shortcuts in our vocabulary. So a lot of the main thing is replace the T in any word with D. So it would be the is the, that is that, and just along those lines. And then you probably start to understand a bit of Newfoundland.
Newfoundland?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Okay. And
I got you there.
So
didn't
you,
I?
you got me.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. And is your story based on a particular neighborhood, or is it just a made up location?
Yeah, just made up everything. Just downtown St. John's, just bringing the culture and the colorful people to life, and just showing everybody what we're about, man. Just having fun. Just keeping everybody smiling and laughing.
Well, I was laughing a lot with that one. Thanks. Thanks so much for talking with me.
No, thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Donnie Dumphy and director Nick Sexton about their new film, How to Be Deadly, playing tonight only at Young Dundas at 7 p.m. Available soon on video on demand. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.